Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming back. I know it is so bad to listen to somebody learn how to do this. So thank you for hanging in there. I'm close. Anyway, I wanted to just go over something that's happening everywhere, but I mean, it's affecting me personally in my neighborhood, but in Orange County and everywhere, there is an insane amount of homeless people, mentally ill people, drug addicted, rehab places that are just kicking people out. They have nowhere to go because they're not even from here. They get sent here from, I guess, courts and stuff. I mean, it's sad and it's at the same time scary. My daughter was in the back of her dad's car and he went into the store to get something. I'm not gonna say anything about that because I'm too nice. But anyway, she was grabbed from the back seat and was almost taken. Luckily, she screams. I freeze up, so thank God she doesn't have that from me. But it turned out that he was from a rehab up the street from in Newport Beach, and they caught him, and he was completely strung out on meth and everything. But they also didn't even arrest him for getting in the car and grabbing my daughter. They arrested him for something else. They said they couldn't arrest him because he didn't actually kidnap her. This is all stuff I don't even know. And you know, the police officer that I talked to was so sweet. And I literally probably he talked to me for about an hour and a half because he was upset about it too. But because of the way the propositions are and how people are voting and not voting and the way they're worded, people aren't paying attention. And so their hands are tied, even though he got into someone else's car and he did put his hands on a child or anyone. I mean, it should be a problem, but they arrested him. I believe for just being on drugs in public. So that's that story. Anyway, it's everywhere. I don't know if it's going to get any better. It doesn't seem like, I mean, I know a lot of people are trying and talking about it, but there's only so much everyone can do. I know that I was going to set up down, like, you know, kind of in the middle of where everyone is, and set up like a, I don't know, RV trailer type thing, and just have information. Because if you are homeless and you don't have a car and you don't have a cell phone and you don't have even the mental, I don't know how, you know, I mean, I'm sure some people are really mentally unstable. I mean, especially if they're doing drugs too. But I don't know how they would get phone numbers to shelters or rides or bus. I don't even know how to take a bus. So I was gonna just hand out information, and I put it out there on social media where my friends are and the people that could totally help out. They have the financial backing to do that. I just, all I heard was that don't worry about it, just take care of yourself. It's not a good idea. They're out there because they want to be. You know, you're putting yourself in danger and your daughter in danger by trying to help out, and stop trying to save the world, blah blah blah. I mean, for real, I mean, even when I say it right now, and it was like almost a year ago, I can't, it pisses me off so bad. And I know them very well, and they take care of everything. They take care of each other. They take, you know, but they, the stigmatism behind homelessness and drug addiction and mental illness and, I mean, domestic violence even. I mean, the shelters will only help you for so long. And then you're back in court and you're fighting for your baby and you're spending money you don't have and you're fighting somebody that will eventually win sometime with them or more because now you're homeless. I mean, there is so much shit that it's sick. So, okay, so this podcast was not supposed to go this way. it was supposed to start this way and end with some sort of like epiphany of how great things are going to be, but I don't have that right now. So I'm going to end it here. I'm going to do some research. I need to find out what the numbers are. I want to talk to some people at the shelters and stuff and see. I mean, there's really nothing besides, I don't know. I don't know. I know that the mental hospitals can't keep them. I mean, I really have no fucking idea. And I am just one person. That's why it bothers me, is because, I mean, a whole bunch of persons, however you say it, a whole bunch of me could do something. But it's just me. And, I mean, some other people that care. But for the most part, people are just taking care of themselves and their family, which in the long run, these people out on the street are hungry, they're desperate, they're drinking because they're depressed, they're on drugs because they're on drugs. I don't know why. I guess you would do it because you're out on the street, and what the fuck else are you gonna do? But they're gonna end up breaking into your home. So I don't understand why. I just don't understand. Jesus Christ, that's all I can say right now. I don't understand. I will get back to you guys. I don't think I'll have an answer, but shit. Okay, well, I mean, I'm gonna see what I can come up with as far as like numbers go and people and helpers and churches and blah, 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 blah. But there will be a short little ad for this app. I love this app. It makes things so much easier for me. Because I have a talk show on a radio station, and I can't do all this stuff. I don't know what I'm doing. So the Anchor app is really literally like just touch and go. And I appreciate that, because I don't even think I'd be able to get my voice out there if I had to do some technical stuff. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. And hopefully, I mean, you can always leave messages, I think, on here, and I can play them for the next podcast. I'm going to try and do this every day. I'm trying to help myself get out of something too, but I mean, in a big scheme of things, there's a lot more going on in the world, or at least in California and Orange County, than what I have going on. So I'm going to try and be on here every day with something, not always related to something so like such a bummer situation, but go ahead and leave a message, I think, that a voicemail or something, and I'll play it. Good or bad, you can totally make fun of me. It's fine. And I'll play it. But thanks again. I don't know. Give me a few more podcasts, and hopefully I'll sound like a regular person that knows what they're doing. Okay, have a wonderful Friday, and have a safe weekend. Bye-bye.